you know, stipulated before the game, I'd be happy to you know, grab 2 points anyway, shape or form. Second half intensity dropped off, you know, massively. But you know yourself, Craig, you've been played in games like that when
it's tough, isn't it?
It's a tasty one. You know, I don't want to be disrespectful for Bradford, but you know, when you feel like you can score at every opportunity and you push that and your intensity sort of, you know, you can't help the intensity drop off a little bit. Would have liked to have seen that, you know, stay up there. But, you know, again, I'll reiterate, you know, I've been involved in, as you have, been involved in games like that where...
Everybody becomes Andy Gregory.
Exactly that, yeah.
So, but overall, you've got to be pleased with that performance.
Really pleased. I thought, you know, the result was based on a platform laid, I thought, by Al Middles early on. I thought Mickey, Josh and Joe really, you know, just bolted the door down for us, literally. And everything else that happened on the back of that was, you know, was pleasing within the first half. And like I say, the second half, it just dropped off, which was a little bit disappointing. But, you know, I said I'd take a win. I wanted a win. I wanted 2 points. I wanted everybody bouncing into this week because next week, you know, I've got two teams in the comp that are playing some real nice footy at the minute.
We'll go right back to the start of the game. No Ben Crooks, he was out there warming up. Was that tactical for you then?
It was, yeah. I just, you know, I wanted to put out my best defensive side, I thought, this week. And obviously Rich, you know, is a solid defender on that edge, a smart decision maker on that edge. And I just thought we'd benefit that, you know, from that this week. That's not to say that's going to happen next week. I've obviously spoke to Ben about it, and he's a young kid and he's learning, and, you know, probably, you know, some of the mistakes he's making is his over keenness and over eagerness, and you know, he'll he's been a massive player for us this season, there's no doubt. And it was just a decision, you know, the 17 that I put out there this week was to get a result this week.
And then the other change that you made in the starting lineup, Jeremiah came into the starting line. He'd forced your hand, had he?
He had, yeah, certainly. Just with the amount of energy that he brought on, obviously, from last week at Warrington. And, you know, I thought when Jordan came on, he gave us a little bit of the same as well. He carried the football a little bit more, which was pleasing. So, yeah, no, I was pleased with how that went.
And then Chris Tewson made his debut and really excellent start to his last
season. Yeah. And probably two of his errors was over keenness on over running the ball, and that's Tewson all over. You know, I said he brings energy when he plays, and he did that. You could see in defence, you know, his line speed and getting blokes to come with him as well was fantastic. So he's going to be great for us this year.
And then Joe Westerman just carries on again. First 40 minutes again, outstanding.
Really important for us, Joe. Really important for us at the minute. Everything we're doing, he's doing a real tidy job of fixing the middle up, which, you know, if you're an edge player and he's sort of having that influence around there, space is happening, and you know, he seems to be picking his decision making, you know, for finding the pass at the moment. It's fantastic.
Second half, as you said, a little bit scrappy, but you concentrate more on in the debrief of your first half performance.
Definitely, yeah. And you know, I just said to them in there, look, we'd have wanted to, you know, in an ideal world, we'd have liked to have kicked on for 40. But again, you know, I can sympathise because, as I said, we've been in them games, and you know, it want to be. But you know, to take a little bit more of the gloss off, obviously Tom's incident at the end. But
what's the story there, Lee? I was going to come to that in a minute, but you've brought it up. So
yeah,
we'll have
you know, he's going to go for an X-ray now. It doesn't look great. Let's put it that way.
Is it the ankle that he damaged last year?
His ankle, he's damaged every ankle. So yeah, I think it is. Yeah. So you know, he's got injuries. You know, he's done his syndesmosis on both ankles, so you know, we're hoping him a speedy recovery, and hopefully the damage is as minimal as possible. But it's not looking that way.
So your thoughts, obviously, for next week? You've got Liam in the building,
yeah,
and Ben maybe playing the wing.
Yeah. Look, we've got options there. But Liam's obviously having a run out at Doncaster on Sunday, you know, so that's timed nicely. And then, you know, at a push, we can put Ben there as well. So we're pleased with that.